Right, so I want to carry now after 8 o'clock, but Becky saved the day because she's got some classifieds. We do this in the afternoon. What happens is Becky, well, she just likes a bargain, really. And she goes to find them on the internet. These are all actual, genuine ads that are on the World Wide Web right now. Bargains that you can get. First one.
Free handshake.
This is read out by Hugh Stevens off Radio 1. So that sounds like a good bargain. Next.
Yes, this is totally free. Come and shake hands with me.
I like anything that's totally free.
Yeah.
I have shook hands with Britney Spears after a concert I went to see of hers, and I got to go backstage. It was a firm handshake and is still only a month old. Email me for details.
Right.
So basically, for completely free, you can touch someone who's touched Britney.
So is this person saying they haven't washed their hands since they shook hands with Britney? Because there
that
could be all
be
sorts
implied.
Of other... Oh.
Thing is, though, you could get in on this because you've shaken the hand of many a famous person, haven't you?
Yes.
So?
But I've probably washed my hands since then.
It doesn't
matter.
You'd
probably charge.
It doesn't matter.
Yeah,
you would charge. Okay, I don't really fancy that one. Next.
Free sock.
A free sock. Once.
You know you've always got those ones that are odd socks. I thought we could get this free sock to make a pair.
That's right. It's true. I mortally wounded one of my favourite socks today. It wasn't pretty. My toe got caught in his neck and tore a rather large hole in him.
Right.
Oh.
Okay, this person thinks a sock is a person.
I did all I could, but just could not save the poor fella.
Oh, it's like people that think their cars are people, only he's doing it with a sock.
I now seem to have a bit of a dilemma. I can no longer bear to look at my one lone healthy sock, but cannot bring myself to just throw him away. I have therefore come to the painful decision to give him away to a good home.
God, I wish I had this much free time, don't you?
Perhaps this may be suitable to someone with one leg.
Well, yes, maybe that's true.
The sock is size 9, brown in colour and well-behaved. Also available, one brown torn-up sock would make suitable blanket for rat or mouse.
Well, nice.
Yeah. Is that genuine?
Yeah.
I don't want that either. Next.
Free get well soon card.
Right.
I bought a card for a colleague at work when they were off work sick. However, they have recently passed on and I would hate the card to go to waste.
That's terrible.
It's what they would have wanted.
The card only has one message. Dave, I hope you get well soon, as we had a snog the other day in a stationery cupboard, and I think you've passed on your germs to me.
That's coming right.
Don't specify illness, but preferable to someone called Dave / David.
I could get that for Dave, couldn't I, next time he's ill.
What, so we had a snog in the stationery cupboard?
Oh, not that, but no.
You can always,
Tipex
it out.
Tipex, I'll Tipex that bit out.
God.
I've never snogged him in the station. Well, I've never snogged him anywhere, but not in the stationery cupboard.
Plenty of room on rest of card for more signatures and messages.
Oh, that's good then. And that's free. No need to go to a card shop and buy it.
Get that.
As long as they're called Dave.
Get that, we'll get some Tipex.
All right, next.
Sponges, as promised.
What?
Eh?
As promised?
We'll be out front porch at 1 p.m. today. Do not come any earlier, they will not be there. Please limit one per person.
What's going on with this?
So there was obviously a previous ad where he said anyone want any free sponges, but I think this one's better.
Do not knock or try to ring the doorbell in hopes of getting an edge on anyone else. No one will answer.
I'm not being funny, but he's quite aggressive. Yeah. I don't think I'll be going round.
I'm very busy today, so I'll only be able to riposte how many are left every 45 minutes. Please be respectful and do not make a mess. Remember, only one per person, please.
I think he means repost.
Yeah.
Also, I will not promise one of them to anyone, so don't ask.
Oh, get over it. It's sponges.
I will take them off the porch at 7 p.m. sharp. Do not try to come later than that. They will not be there anymore, so don't even try. P.S. The stick laying next to the sponges on the porch is not for taking. It is our family's marshmallow roasting stick.
Okay.
Surely you'd just take the stick off the porch and let people take their sponges, wouldn't you?
Yeah, you would.
You know?
I know.
I love it when Hugh reads these.
They're good.
He does sound really sinister at times. Particularly that last bit.
Yeah. Don't even try. That was Becky's Classifieds. Get online. They're all right there. All those bargains to be had right now. You're such a big star to me. You're everything I